How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
So kids, there are many buildings in New York City. Thousands of apartments, millions of stories. And even though it's been decades and someone else lives there now, there's one apartment in particular that will always be our apartment. I have so many great memories of that place. Marshall playing video games, Lily painting on the fire escape.
Hey!
Sorry, Mr. Madsen.
And me making the coffee. I had this coffee pot. It was probably 50 years old at that time, and it made truly terrible coffee. We called it Shocky.
Plugging in, saving game.
Ted withstands the electric shock it gives him.
I loved every last detail of that place, right down to the incredibly tacky swords we hung on the wall. I never wanted any of it to change. But that's not how life works.
You guys will never believe what just happened to us.
I don't even believe it myself.
We were in Queens, and we decided to stop by my apartment.
Wait, her apartment? I thought Aunt Lily lived with you and Uncle Marshall.
I could see how you would think that, but I have to have my own place. It's an independence home.
When was the last time you were there?
3 months ago.
What?
It's like fat pants. You hope you never have to use them, but you're glad to know they're there.
What the hell?
What?
This is my apartment.
Where?
Right here. What the hell?
Lily, this is a Chinese restaurant.
No, no. This was my apartment. My dresser was right. That's my dresser! And this is my closet. And I spilled nail polish there. There's the stain.
Hi, how many?
Lily.
Yes, you know me?
From your homecoming picture. You're much prettier in the person.
Yeah, I know. The bangs were a mistake.
Where's my stuff?
Oh, it's all in the back. We could wrap it up for you. You want it to go?
This is my apartment.
Not anymore.
No way. You're making this up.
Yeah, the building would have had to give you some kind of notice.
They sent you a notice about this.
When?
3 months ago. And here's your mail, minus magazines.
Well, still legally, they can't just toss you out on the street. You have a lease.
Okay, so I didn't have a written lease as such, but go ask my landlady, Mrs. Conroy. She may be 98 years old, but she's still... She's dead, isn't she?
Never even saw the boss.
My apartment is a Chinese restaurant. What am I gonna do?
Come live with us.
Really?
Of course. You sure about this, Ted?
Yeah. I mean, you basically live here anyway. It's not like it'll change anything.
No, it's like it'll change everything. Oh, Ted, you are so screwed.
What are you talking about?
And why is that girl checking you out?
Because I look good. Now focus. You and Marshall are roommates. You have an amazing apartment. Marshall and Lily just got engaged.
Yeah, so?
So, you're not still gonna be his roommate when he gets married, are you? Someone's going to move out, so who's it gonna be?
Come on, Barney, I'm sure they've talked about who gets the apartment. You've talked about who gets the apartment, right?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
So, when Lily and I get married, who's gonna get the apartment?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know who I think could handle a problem like that?
Who?
Future Ted and future Marshall.
Totally. Let's let those guys handle it.
Damn it, past Ted!
You blew it, dude. Now that Lily's there, it's a whole new dynamic. They're edging you out.
That's crazy. They're not edging me out. Marshall's my best friend. One of my best friends. He wouldn't do that to me.
Just keep your eyes open. That's all I'm saying, Teddy. Little things are gonna be changing around that apartment.
Come on, Barney. You're just being paranoid. Okay, seriously, what is this girl's deal?
Sort of on a date with her.
What?
Man. I found her online. I'm tired of the whole bar scene, the one-night hookups. I'm looking for a soulmate, someone who I can love and cuddle. Or so it says in my profile. But this girl, she wants the same stuff, and it's bumming me out. All right, Ted, call me from the hospital.
All right.
You're going to the hospital?
No, see, he's gonna go back over there, and I'm gonna call him. He's gonna pretend it's an emergency call from a family member at the hospital.
Oh, Lord, the fake emergency? That is the lamest, most pathetic cop-out in the book. I expect more from you, Barney.
Well, stay tuned. I'm working on some stuff. But in the meantime, wish me luck.
So, are you gonna talk to Marshall?
He's gonna want the apartment, I'm gonna want the apartment. It's gonna lead to an argument, so no.
That's real healthy. So, when a serious issue comes up, your response is just to avoid it?
I should really make this call.
Ooh, can I do it?
Ted slides his mobile over to her. Barney answers his phone.
Hello.
Hi there, sexy.
Hello, Aunt Kathy. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just sitting here, thinking about you, hot stuff.
An accident? Well, is Uncle Rudy gonna be okay?
Aunt Kathy's got an itch that only you can scratch, big boy.
Oh, God! Why did he think he could build his own helicopter?
Come on, Daddy. Break me off a piece of that white chocolate.
Well, if he needs a transplant, he can have mine. I'll be right there. You know, I...
He heads out.
See you guys later. Put on my chest.
Ah, this will be nice. The three of us living together. I think it's a good setup. Man, this coffee's great. It's really great. Too great.
He goes into the kitchen.
What happened to Shocky?
It's in the bin.
What's this?
My coffee maker from my apartment. Makes great coffee, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so does Shocky.
Really? I always thought Shocky's coffee tasted kind of rusty.
Yeah, no, it did. I mean, I kind of like the rusty taste. I'm used to it, I don't know.
Also, Lily's coffee maker doesn't, you know, shock people.
No, it's just, you gotta admit, that shock, that wakes you up in the morning.
You know what else wakes you up in the morning? Coffee.
That's great. You're right. Roomies! Ha! I love it. They're edging me out. They're totally edging me out. I didn't believe it, but you're right.
Told you. That Lily, she's a shrewd one.
Yeah. She got you a nice new coffee maker? How dare she?
It's not just the coffee maker.
Done. The painting's done.
That is great.
Nice.
Where do you want to hang it?
I don't know. Over the piano?
Yeah, that would be a good place for it. Too bad the swords are there. We kind of love those swords.
Well, those swords have been up there a long time.
I know, right? I'd really miss them, too. So maybe Marshall's room.
Okay.
He was gonna take the swords down. Can you believe that?
Ted, why don't you just talk to him? He's your best friend.
One of your best friends.
The point is, maybe it's time for some healthy communication.
Healthy communication? That's the worst idea ever. Look, you held off their first advance. That's good. Now it's time to counterstrike.
Yeah, well, what am I supposed to do?
You gotta mark your territory. And I don't mean missing the toilet. You gotta do something big.
What, like buy a new sofa?
Bigger. Katie's here. Okay, real quick. Last night, epiphany, I realized what the world of dating needs. Ready? A lemon law.
A lemon law, like for cars.
Exactly. From the moment the date begins, you have 5 minutes to decide whether you're going to commit to an entire evening. And if you don't, it's no hard feelings, just good night. Thanks for playing. See you never. Huh? Huh? The lemon law. It's gonna be a thing. Possibly starting right now. Hi, Katie. Barney.
Hi, it's good to finally meet you.
He looks round at Ted.
Yeah. Katie, you are about to be a part of history.
Ted and Robin watch as Katie stands up and strides out.
Tell your friends. It's gonna be a thing.
Man, Ted's been acting weird. He started labeling all his food. He even carved Ted into that block of cheese.
Yeah. Well, now it's Ed's.
I think he
is not cool with me moving in.
No, that's not it. I mean, you basically lived here all along. Ted loves you.
So what's he PMSing about?
I don't know. But when he's ready to talk to me about it, he'll come and talk to me about it.
Are you kidding? You guys never talk about anything. He'll just let it fester under the surface until he does something big and passive-aggressive.
You clearly don't know Ted.
Delivery for Ted Mosby.
Lily nods.
The English phone booth arrived.
Oh, awesome! It's great, right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just not sure if Lily's gonna like it.
Well, I like it, so I'm just gonna keep it right here, if that's cool.
Of course. I mean, we all live here, so we should all be able to have things the way we want them.
Exactly.
Great. Terrific. You like the phone booth. It stays. I like this painting, so I'm just gonna hang it right here on the wall.
He throws the swords down and hangs the painting.
Hmm. Oh, so it's like that, is it? Bring, bring. Oh, hello, Governor. Oh, it's like that, isn't it? Cheerio. Yeah, it's like that.
I want this apartment.
Well, I want it too.
You're a jerk.
No, I'm a visionary. Lemon law, it's gonna be a thing.
At the bar,
record, your little lemon law is a symbol of everything that's wrong with our no attention span society.
No, wrong. Lemon law's awesome.
It takes longer than 5 minutes to really get to know someone. You keep giving up on people so quickly, you could miss out on something great.
Okay. You're on a blind date. Sitting across the table is that guy. You really think it'll take more than 5 minutes to realize there will be no date number two?
Yes, I do. For all I know, that guy's my soulmate.
Oh, bad move, Scherbatsky. Hi. Have you met Robin?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Marshall. We're deciding right now who gets this apartment. May lead to an argument, but we're settling this.
Or we could flip a coin.
Yeah, let's flip a coin.
Flip it.
Okay, I'm flipping it. Here I go.
Flip it.
Okay, here I go. I'm flipping. I'm flipping. Now, before I do, I just want to say something. You didn't even want to move in here in the first place. You said a pre-war building was bad for your allergies.
That was 5 years ago. Now you can get prescription-level antihistamines over the counter. Oh, snap. What else you got?
Okay, I'm flipping heads or tails.
You don't need 2 rooms.
Heads or tails, Marshall? Like, you need 2 rooms?
We might be starting a family soon.
Oh, no, you're not. There's no way you're having a baby while you're still in law school. It's gonna be at least 3 years.
It could be sooner. We're not that careful with our birth control. 2 zip.
Oh, come on! You know damn well I move out. That room's going unused.
Oh, and I suppose you'll get a new roommate? Who's it gonna be? Barney? You know, he cooks naked.
Yeah, well, at least Barney wouldn't take the swords down. We were bros! These swords represent our brohood. And you took them down to make room for your fiancé's stupid painting?
My fiancé? Suddenly she's my fiancé? Lily's a part of who I am. And if you're such a bro, she's a part of who you are, too. She's a bro by extension.
I deserve this apartment, Marshall.
No more than I do.
Great. So let's flip for it.
Flip it.
Ted's about to toss the coin when they start dueling.
So, is this how we're deciding who gets the apartment?
I guess so.
How are we doing this exactly? Is this, like, to the death?
We should probably figure that out.
He's okay, he's okay, he's okay. Can I observe something?
That this is kind of awesome?
Totally.
I can't believe we didn't do this before.
Oh, no!
Thank you.
A space cafe.
I can't believe this. I'm sitting here with a beautiful woman I just met, eating at my favorite restaurant. Sweet.
That's a nice place. It's good to know the future has ribs.
And the future food will most likely be served in gel cap form. Plus, cows will probably have died out by then. Or be our leaders.
Hello.
Time's running out, Scherbatsky. Last chance for the lemon law.
Leave me alone.
456, 457, 458.
We're only just getting to know each other.
Say I'm right, and this could all be over. This could be her call from the hospital.
Sorry.
Let me guess. There's been a crazy accident and you have to go.
No, I would never do that. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm all yours.
Look, if you're a hooker, I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah! Oh, that was awesome.
I know.
Do it again.
Okay, but this time jump up and I'll swipe your legs.
They're both impressed at the move, then face each other again.
Look, here's why I should get the place. You and Lily, you get to be married. What do I get, right? I get to be unmarried, alone, minus two roommates, and on top of that, I have to be homeless. Does that seem fair?
Oh, boo, freaking who?
What?
Woe is me. I'm not married yet. My ovaries are shrinking. Ted, if you wanted to be married by now, you would be, but you're not. And you know why? Because you're irrationally picky, you're easily distracted, and you're utterly anhedonic.
Anhedonic?
Anhedonic. It means you can't enjoy anything.
The hell I can't. I'm enjoying this.
I know, this rules.
Tom leaps off the sofa, and Marshall jumps on the table.
Hey, I'm sorry I took the swords down.
Dude, that's okay. It led to this totally rad sword fight, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
They cross swords and push against each other.
You remember when we first got these swords? It was the day we moved in.
Congratulations, Marshall. We live in an apartment with swords on the wall.
List of lifelong dreams, you're now half as long.
Crap, I'm missing one of the screws for this table.
I'll just use this wood glue. It'll hold.
Yeah!
Lily comes in as the table collapses.
Oh, God. I'll be right there. Kevin, I'm so sorry. I have to go. My friend's been stabbed with a sword.
I'm Slowski Cooch!
Klingon insult. You have no honor. You know, if you felt this way, you could have just been up front.
No, I swear that was a real call. I just... Oh, forget it.
I stabbed Lily. I stabbed my fiancé.
Come on, Marshall. Do you really think she's still your fiancé? I'm kidding. Hey, I think you guys should have the apartment.
But you fought so bravely for it.
I wasn't fighting for the apartment. I was fighting for, I don't know, for everything to stay the way it is. But I'm not gonna get that, so seriously, take the place. It's yours.
Is she okay?
Oh, they're just patching her up. She's gonna be fine.
So get this, I was on a date with this girl, Jackie. What, you said she's fine? So anyway, I was on a date with this girl, Jackie. Wow, Jackie, you make a really great first impression. I have a feeling that tonight you might end up being Jackie. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to lemon law you.
It's out there. It's a thing. A lemon law is a thing. Damn, I should have called it Barney's Law.
Well, you totally
just
got you.
Just let him have this one.
All set. She said she'd like to see the Knights of the Poorly Constructed Round Table.
That's us.
A sword fight?
Sorry, Lily.
On Monday, I'm gonna have to tell my kindergarten class, who I teach not to run with scissors, that my fiancé ran me through with a frickin' broadsword.
Well, just to be fair, it didn't go all the way through.
I'm sorry. Is this a discussion of the degree to which you stabbed me?
You're right. I'm sorry. We were fighting to see who gets the apartment, and I won.
You didn't win. I gave it to you.
You know what?
Okay, wait. I don't want that apartment. It's a boy apartment. It's full of swords and video games and kind of smells like dude. I mean, it's fine for now, but when we get married, I want to start a new life with you in a new place.
Gonna miss the old place.
I will too. But we're not gonna get married for like a year.
Yeah, that's future Marshall's problem. Let that guy deal with it.
Totally.
Maybe it's the massive blood loss talking, but I'm starving.
Let's go get some dinner.
I know just the place.
Chinese restaurant. I still don't believe it.
I told you. Okay, a toast. Life is full of changes. One day you have an apartment, the next day it's a house of dumplings. But the important stuff doesn't change. So to the important stuff.
Here.
Cheers.
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 to the lemon law. Soft click.
And by the way, I bought these glasses. Bought them at IKEA. These are my glasses.
I love this song. I haven't heard this in forever.
And I'm pretty sure this is a mixtape you made me in sophomore year.
Yeah, right.
Lily, your apartment makes the best Shanghai dumplings. Mm-hmm.
I love you, Lily. Happy Valentine's Day, 1998.
They all laugh at Marshall's recorded message.